Lookout World. This is going to be the tallest tower ever built. JP stretches her arms high and wide. She balances herself on her self-made rock and stick tower so that she can add more sticks to her masterpiece. Just a few more, and this will be as high as a giraffe's neck, JP declares. JP reaches down very carefully to pick up another rock. She freezes. What was that? JP asks. Her eyes dart around the yard like a detective's. JP jumps down from her tower and walks in the direction that the sound came from. She stops and peeks through the slats of the backyard fence. A fluffy kitten with bright green eyes is sitting there all alone. It looks up at JP. JP crouches down beside the fence and says, "Hi there, little buddy. Where is your family?" The kitten says, "Meow," again, and turns its little head to the side. JP knows he must be really scared and hungry. JP says to the kitten, "Don't worry, I can help you." "Mom, sis," JP bursts into the kitchen. "A little kitten is in the yard, and I don't think it can find its way home. What should we do?" The family takes a little bowl of milk outside to the kitten. Sister Chai is careful not to spill it. They sit the bowl down right next to the kitty. "Here you are, little kitty." The kitten smells the milk and starts to drink it up. JP thinks for a second. "Can we make a sign to find its owner?" "Why, yes, that is a good idea," Mama Jai says. The family makes a huge sign that says, "Found, little fluffy kitten." Later that day, Mrs. Turner, who lives down the street from JP's family, rings the doorbell. She is carrying a tiny box with a fluffy blanket inside. Mrs. Turner asks, "Did you see a kitty? His name is Mittens. He went outside this morning and I cannot find him anywhere." "Yes, little Mittens is here." Mrs. Turner follows JP to the backyard and sees Mittens sitting by the fence. "Thank you for taking good care of my kitten, JP. I was very concerned that he might be lost forever. You have a really big heart." "Goodbye, little Mittens," JP says. JP climbs back onto her rock and stick tower. It is not quite as tall as a giraffe's neck yet, but it is high enough to see Mrs. Turner carrying Mittens safe and sound back to his home. The end.